ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com.
Go!
ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. In the inferno, on demand and live from in your
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
See ya.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
This call is now being recorded.
Okay, so now, I want to thank you for being on the show. Your name is Catherine. Can you tell the audience your full name and where they can find you on the internet?
Okay, it's Dr. Catherine Foster. I'm a psychologist in Fort Worth, Texas. And the website is www.catherinefosterphd.com. And Catherine is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Okay, Catherine, Dr. Catherine, I'm going to call you that. Are you actually counseling people right now, or are you like more of a publishing psychologist, or how does it work for you?
Well, I've written 5 books, but I am a psychologist, and 40 hours a week I'm in my office doing psychotherapy.
Oh, so you ain't no joke. Hey, you is an official real deal.
I am.
You can fix me, huh?
Absolutely.
You can fix me. Yeah, you can, actually. Okay, so let's get started. Now, can you tell, again, the audience the theme and idea of what you're promoting right now?
Well, what we're looking at is the book, The Naked Truth About Man and Romance. And there's a companion book to it that's written for men, but meant to be read by couples aloud. Okay, and that book is called What Women Want Really. Because, you know, Mike, when you're in a relationship, sometimes you need to just sit down with a bit of a refresher course and some guidance to get back on track. You know, and
yeah,
that's what that book is about. Yeah.
Well, I've already got some questions for you.
Okay.
Well, I guess I should start with some basics just to establish some kind of route for individuals to even know what they're dealing with. I'm not really sure where to start with a relationship when it comes to roots. Cause you know, I get into situations and the girl wants to fall in love immediately, you know, maybe I'm doing too much myself. I'm not sure, but like what's some advice I guess you can give somebody that's starting off with just trying to actually try out dating and trying out being in a relationship? What things you don't do, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let me, you talked about the roots. Let me go back to the fundamentals.
Okay.
You know, romance can be frustrating. Relationships can be frustrating with the opposite sex. And neuroscience, or the study of the brain, now allows us to make sense of that. You know, we live in contemporary life, Mike. We kind of live in the moment, but we don't understand that our brains are very old. And they adapted for almost 100% of human history. They adapted to men being hunters and women being nurturers. And that's how our brain structures actually developed. So, number one, men had to toughen themselves emotionally to kill and do battle. They had to suspend empathy. Now, at the same time that men were doing that, women were giving birth, which hormonally meant they were flooded with empathy. Flooded.
Total opposite. And,
yeah, exactly opposite. So that's where we get a lot of our trouble. Women, who, by the way, initiate 2/3 of divorces now. I know. They come into the relationship believing that romance is really about empathy. You know, that somebody will talk and listen to them and get into their shoes, and that they're really looking for that. And a guy, usually, they don't really know that that's the number one thing, you know. Then, second, men developed as silent stalkers of prey, using language in staccato and factual ways.
Yeah, you're right.
So they didn't develop language in the way that women did, where they were around kids all day and teaching them and talking.
Yeah, it was very, very open, very on the surface.
And very, very relational. Women develop language in a very relational way. So today, you have you know, men using language, you know, to get to establish facts, and a woman using language to, you know, establish
a relationship. Yeah,
exactly. That's what women use. That's what they expect. So, let me illustrate this. If you take two heterosexual women, and they go to lunch, and they know they want to deepen their friendship. Well, we can pretty much predict how they're going to do it. They're going to sit down and they're going to start sharing negative emotions. Everything. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They're going to be super genuine and they're going to make disclosures, you know, about what they really feel. Mm. And they're going to talk about negative feelings. They're going to talk about being sad, being cheated, being, you know, disappointed, whatever, because that's how you get real in a woman's world. So now take one of those women. And she goes to dinner now with her guy. And she wants to deepen the closeness there, too. So she does what she understands, right? She does the same thing.
Oh, it makes total sense to me. just that quick.
Does it? Okay. She starts talking about her negative emotions, but it doesn't work. And the reason that in his brain structure, he has mirror neurons that begin jumping up and down and going crazy. And they search for the fastest way to get this woman out of distress. Even if they, you know, even if they give her a quick answer that doesn't quite fit, he wants to get her out of that, you know. So he has no idea that he's just shut her down. You know, she's not looking to be fixed or something. It feels like cold water just got poured over her, you know, because...
Yeah, I totally understand that. I actually want to ask you a question based off of that, because just went through that. Now, I'm skipping ahead because I want to go back to... You know, going back to the basics and helping people understand what we're talking about. But, like, okay, so when you have a situation like that where you just pour water on her head and you didn't really mean to do that, like, what do you do, you know? How do you communicate?
Yeah, good, thank you, good. You immediately say, I think I just made a mistake. Would you go back to telling me about, and then maybe name the feeling or the circumstance that she was talking about? Mm-hmm. She will appreciate that, you know? She really will. I think that's that's important. But okay, so she sits there at this restaurant with him, and she realizes that, you know, that didn't work. So she tries to get him to talk. She tries to ask leading questions and get him to open up. But oftentimes, a guy doesn't get that whole idea, you know, like his mind's kind of in neutral. And so he doesn't know what she's doing, so he doesn't offer anything. And she thinks, well... He doesn't want to be close to me.
Right.
Ugh. You know?
Now you didn't ruin the friendship.
Accidentally, yes.
Right. I do that all the time. All right, Miss Catherine. Oh, my goodness. You are way too good for me. I can't even handle it already.
You know, I think if a guy wants to improve his relationship with a woman, he has to understand that language is going to be the key. Now let me stop there to say that another thing that happened to men in almost all of human development of their brain, you know, is when they were killing and pursuing animals, their testosterone rose sharply, which also made their sex drive high. So men now have testosterone that's like 10 to 20 times higher than a woman does.
Oh my God, I think he was living with me yesterday because this was happening yesterday. Like I was telling him, I just feel sex. I'm sorry. I know you see the love in me. I know you see the potential, but I just feel sex right now. And I'm just now getting back into the market too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know that somewhere between the ages of 9 and 15, a boy's daily quotient of testosterone goes from one cup per day, you know, going through his body, one cup, it goes up to 2 gallons a day.
Really? Oh, that's amazing.
It's weird. Yeah. And that livens his, what we call in the brain, the hypothalamus, and it causes it to grow over twice what a girl's is. And that
I know what a hypothalamus is, but my goodness, I never knew it was doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And it pushes sexual conquest to the front of his thinking. So the sexual hunt, stuff, you know, is huge. A guy feels that, you know.
Hmm. It sounds like you're telling me, of course, why I'm feeling the way I am. But how can a woman handle that? Because she's going to feel how she feels. Regardless, she's going to feel how she feels.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that if a woman wants to be successful with a guy, she really has to comprehend. And maybe most guys think this would be easy, but she has to understand
right.
that she's making an unspoken agreement to be sexually available and sexually
yeah.
attractive for the course of the relationship. I mean, men are incredibly disappointed if that
yeah.
wanes, but not only that, they lose motivation for
yeah,
the relationship.
Oh, man, you were smart. You definitely, where'd you go to school at, Ms. Karen?
Well, I was my undergrad was in the Pacific Northwest. That's where I'm originally
okay.
from. Now I'm in Texas,
okay.
but yeah, North Texas and Southwestern seminaries where I went to school.
Well,
so,
you must have picked it up somewhere.
Yeah. So get this: men are four times more likely than women to see sex and emotional closeness as the same thing.
Yes.
Now that doesn't really register with a woman because those two things are separate for her. In fact, the physical part of the relationship is usually symbolic in her mind of the emotional closeness that is established by words. Does that
I
make
totally
sense?
Agree with you. Yeah, I'm totally.
Okay.
I mean, I'm serious. It's like you're actually telling me everything I'm going through over the last month.
Oh,
I
mean, no.
Literally. Yes,
yeah.
With a couple of different women. Like, you know, literally. I'm not even engaged in going to that point because there's no sex involved. The girls are long distance for one, or the girl, I got to keep her so far away because she wants to be so close. And I'm like, I know I'm going to end up hurting you because we're not communicating correctly.
Mm. Yeah.
So you said...
Well, let me talk about that.
Okay? Yes, go ahead.
About talk. Let's see if this...
Let me ask you one question before you get started. I want to ask, make sure... Did you hear that... You heard that recording voice statement, right? Again? That I'm recording your voices?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to make sure I got it recorded. That's all. Because we're talking deeply. I don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss it again. So make sure I did it right. Because
yeah.
I mean, if I lose this right here, I'll be so upset. Okay.
You'll have to call me back.
Right.
Okay, so let's say that a couple sits down to talk, you know, on the phone long distance or however they're talking, you know.
Yes.
But neither one of them really knows that most men pay attention to and rely on their thoughts. And women pay attention to and rely on their feelings. Now, I'm not talking about IQ here because men and women's IQ scores tend to be equal. But the way this shakes out, Mike, is that a woman tries to share something with him, and
yes.
it's gonna be a feeling, right?
Yeah.
And he accidentally, I hear it.
Yeah, I'm a little sorry right now. I'm just trying to get free from everybody. Go ahead,
yeah.
bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so he steps over her feelings and he reaches for logic because he's comfortable there, and he takes pride in noticing the inconsistencies in what she says. Okay?
Yes.
Or
yes.
in finding a quick solution for her, or
yes.
he might even argue just for the sake of intellectual stimulation.
That's what I do.
Yeah, and see, he seeks to be factually right. Now, all that feels like an argument to the woman because she's doing something altogether different. She's using language in a different way. She wants to establish closeness, so she's going to be disclosing her feelings about something, you know.
Mm.
So he doesn't know.
For real.
He doesn't know that he's cutting her off, you know. He's not trying to do that. And he doesn't know that a woman does not feel good. She doesn't feel like herself if her natural expressiveness is curtailed. You know, she
Ooh.
Is seeking connecting, intimate dialogue because that's at the heart of romance. If he's using dialogue to, like, correct her or become superior
Ooh.
With the facts or display knowledge or something, it just, ugh, it just doesn't feel right to her, right?
It's ugly. It's ugly. Very ugly. So, but like, what happens, though, because, you know, you got different kind of situations where men and women are more attracted to each other than the next person or, you know, or maybe you have, like me myself, never been married, never been in a relationship, never had a kid, 34 years old, trying to deal with a woman that's had three kids, you know, how does that work play in the factor?
Oh, well, Okay, this is kind of a different topic, but honestly, I would say do be cautious related to full-time living with her. It doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with her. And, you know, Mike, we've got such a stereotype in our head. We think that relationships can be one way. But kids take years to really adapt to another adult being in their home, you know? And so I think it should be done cautiously, you know? Where you don't have to become the disciplinarian of the kids. You can kind of be a friendly uncle kind.
Yeah, like uncle. Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's all.
You know what I mean?
Okay, we on the same page. This is up. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
I'm getting my as I can here. But anyhow, let's go back to you. What you're promoting right now? Because like right now, there were two books that I saw that were out there. One was The Beginning, and one was the second one.
Well, The Naked Truth About Men and Romance is kind of what I'm talking about right now. But I do want to clarify because, you know, I wrote that book and then I realized, oh my gosh, I've got to write a second one. And that's when I wrote What Women Want Really. Because that book is short, concise, bullet pointed.
Sweet, straight to the point. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Most guys don't want to sit down and read a self-help kind of book.
Totally. We take it personal.
I get you. This is really, you know, meant to be read with a woman.
Yes.
And, you know, there's some places where you can discuss stuff, but it also gets to the very heart of it, the guts of it. And, you know, forever, men haven't really known that they would have to read to understand stuff about women.
We didn't think that was necessary.
Yeah, because honestly, for thousands of years, it hasn't been that way. But it is now. It's suddenly flipped on us, Mike. And, you know, like I say, 2/3 of women are initiating the divorces. It's harder for a guy who really wants to hold a relationship together to be able to do it. But let me go to one of the secrets. It really has to do with getting something. And this is what I'm going to tell you about.
Getting something.
Yeah, getting this one idea about women, okay? We now have sophisticated MRIs that can show us what's going on in the brain.
And yes, ma'am. All the chemical and the way it's built, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, and how we behaviorally respond to things.
Everything almost. Yeah,
it's cool, right? So,
yes, ma'am.
Anyway, these sophisticated MRIs have now shown us that by the age of 17, a girl's brain transforms so that the processing of emotion has moved up into her cerebral cortex, which is another word for the higher
that's
brain.
That's place to be. Yeah.
So where higher mental functioning takes place, like reflection and reasoning.
So they're ahead of us.
That's where her emotions go. And so
everything is right there in the cerebral cortex for a female, almost like what you're saying, almost.
Yeah. And so she now thinks her feelings and feels her thoughts.
She's like one with herself, almost like Chinese martial arts film where she finally connects with herself.
So you can imagine then with that happening to her brain, that her identity becomes associated with her feelings. And if a guy just wants to shut her up about her feelings or whatever, you know, she's going to feel that she's never known by him.
So I've had somebody tell me that I cannot be God, I cannot control the way she feels, that I'm trying to dictate to her how she can live her emotions, and now I know where she's coming from.
Yeah, it isn't, emotions aren't something you fix, emotions are something you listen to and you go, tell me more.
As a man, I'm saying, I don't want to hear no more. Do you want to have sex?
You're right. I mean, that is how guys establish closeness. It's just, it's not how women primarily establish closeness.
And I'm cool with that, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, I've joked with men in therapy that they need to put a tattoo on their wrist, you know, and I say a tattoo because they're not going to remember this.
You already know.
The tattoo says, and this is what he's supposed to say to her, you're the most important person in my life. I want to know how you feel. And then on the other wrist, he tattoos, and tell me more about how you feel.
Wow.
Now, yeah, honestly,
God, that's so scary.
Just do that, you know. Now, in the book, What Women Want Really, I talk more about that because honestly, a guy is going to have to probably use some, you know, releasing your muscles, you know, slowing your breathing down.
Yeah.
So that you can do this.
So I need to change the way I'm living my life to be able to deal with women the way I need to be in my life. Knowing that I am the man that you say I am, I need to learn how to deal with women correctly in order to not, like, whether it's any female in your life, I need to learn how to talk to them, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
Me. And it's going to consist of, sorry, don't forget what your statement,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
But it's going to consist of me actually changing how I live.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I mean, like, it sounds like I need to change my meditation process. Mm-hmm. I need to change my thinking. I need to change how I prepare to have these women in my life.
Oh, I think you're right on. Yeah.
Okay, well, anyhow, you were going to say,
this is just short, but I was just going to say that women are more likely to feel trust for a guy who will look them square in the eye. And a lot of men have trouble with that because...
Totally.
Yeah, you relate. When we go back to the hunter-gatherer thing, men, when they were hunting, they didn't look at each other. When they were doing battle, they didn't look at each other.
Right.
But women are different. They need that eye contact. It says something to them and helps them trust. But, you know, I really think another thing a guy needs to focus on is to try to find a shared activity that sparks emotion in the woman. Now, that could be reading out loud together, it could be dancing, it could be having dinner parties together, it could be pursuing spirituality or meditation, like you were saying, or raising a garden. I mean, it can be a lot of things. But it needs to have her, you know, bring out feeling in her. And in him, you know, it's a shared activity without conflicts. So he likes that too, and that dovetails, and then they, you know, they have a good thing going.
It's you have some really, really accurate knowledge. I think I'm gonna go buy the book actually myself because I've seen some different, you know, self-help coaches. I've seen a lot of different individuals try to take this on, but I don't think they're getting to the point. I think they're kind of beating around the bush and just trying to make some money. But like you already helped me within this conversation, and.
Oh,
my audience is going to be
so
very
glad.
Appreciative. And I'm sure women in my life are going to be happy about it, too. I'm going to get the phone when we finally do get done talking.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit girls up, whether they're my girlfriend, my mother, my sister. I'm going to send them to them to try to, you know, put them wristbands on and tell them I want to hear what your emotions are. And when you tell me, I want to hear more.
Well, you know, that goes a long way.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So let me ask you the evolution of, I've seen the word evolution in the questions that I was given. So I wanted to ask you if you can like kind of elaborate on just the evolution of man and how we've separated so much. But you've already mentioned how, you know, men, you know, hunt and women, you know, birth kids and stuff like that. But can you elaborate at all?
Well, the deal is that evolution caused us to have opposite roles. You know, killing is very different than giving birth and making sure a baby survives. And, you know, the thing that babies required was for women to have hormones going through their body that allowed them to read the baby's mind and to, you know, because babies, they don't talk, you know, and to be ultra patient.
And to be
giving and self-sacrificing. So women really have that at the guts of themselves. Testosterone, I mean, if you think about pursuing prey and fighting wars, you know, testosterone caused guys to have a lot of self-interest, you know, to know what
totally
they
selfish.
Want.
Selfish.
Yeah.
All we know is what we want.
Yeah, yeah, know what you want. Now, to some degree, that is attractive to a woman because it looks quite confident.
Yeah, but then again...
But you got to be careful about it because, you know, she can be quite surprised going into a relationship with a man because she assumed that, you know, you'd do dishes together and one would vacuum
right.
and one would
She didn't
dust.
Know he was a chauvinist.
Like, yeah, right. You know. So women are pretty surprised by, you know, by that part of it, how that plays out, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I hate
very,
to say this, but I'm
interesting.
I'm going to have to go, Mike.
That's fine. Well, this is great, actually. This is a good ending.
Okay.
Can I interview you again one day? Maybe any time is possible with you. It doesn't matter how soon or how late. But I'm going to keep my wristbands on, and I'm going to learn some things, and I'll be able to come back to you and have some better questions for you more.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Hit it with Fo-Fo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.